BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Monday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Morning, Emma.
Hi. How's George?
Oh, I left him having a shower.
Oh, he's up. Thought it might take the two of us to drag him out of bed.
I just assumed I'd have a battle on my hands, but when I went to wake him, he was already up.
Well, that's a good sign. Like maybe he actually wants to do this for himself. Just needed us to give him a bit of a push.
Yeah, maybe.
Pass me Kira's T-shirt there. Tat. Seems such a pointless thing to be doing, hanging out the washing.
His head around?
No, he left early. He's trimming trees at a private school on that road out of Felpersham. Wanted me to go with him and get it done quicker, but I made an excuse. Said I was feeling a bit lightheaded.
Okay.
I want to tell him, Will. Feels so wrong keeping this from him.
Well, you promised George you wouldn't.
Yeah, but, you know.
Yeah, I know. I hate lying too, but we're nearly there. If we get through today and get George to the police station without any drama, then we can tell Ed. And everybody else.
And what's going to happen, Will? I mean, we keep saying to George this is for the best, but the reality is they'll keep him in for questioning, won't they?
I guess so.
And then what? Charge him?
They might.
He's going to be hated. He's going to have the whole Aldridge family turn on him. Others too.
Well, I can't think about that. One day at a time.
That's all I can think about. Okay, I'm finished here. I suppose we should get going.
Yeah.
Hey, what about Bridge Farm? It's one of their busiest times. All the salads and veg to harvest. Should get George to ring in sick?
Well, no, I spoke to Pat. It's sorted. She thinks he's got a dentist appointment.
Oh, okay. Will?
Yeah?
We could wait. Well, maybe George is right. If Alice is found not guilty...
Now, Emma, every reason that you've given George to come clean is bang on. We're doing the right thing, okay?
Okay.
Come on, then. Let's go and help our son.
Where are you now?
I'm sitting on a chair in the corridor outside his office. Feels like I'm waiting to see the headmaster for a beating.
I don't think they hand out beatings anymore. Too Victorian.
This whole place is Victorian. High ceilings, dark wood. It's intimidating.
Well, remember, you're not a schoolboy, Alistair. You're an excellent vet and a fine, upstanding member of the community.
Who is now sleeping with an employee.
Is that really the way you describe your relationship with Denise?
No, of course not. I love her. But to others it could look like I've seduced a happily married woman, abused my position.
Oh, what nonsense. Now who's sounding Victorian?
Look, I'll phone when it's over, let you know the verdict.
Good luck, Alistair. You have nothing to be ashamed of. Remember that.
Dad, I've got to go. I'll talk later.
Alistair, I'm ready for you now. Come on in.
Morning, Dom. Thank you.
George, can I come in? George, your mum's waiting downstairs. It's time to go.
Emma!
What is it? What's wrong?
He's not here. I told him 8:30. He said he'd be ready.
Have you tried ringing him?
No, but I will. Oh, he could be at the shop. He goes out and gets an energy drink most mornings.
Well, that'll be it then.
What, unless...
What?
Well, he's not at the shops.
I'll check the bathroom.
No need. Damn.
Will? What is it?
Oh, his bag's not here. He keeps it in this cupboard and some of his clothes are gone and all.
Are you sure? I'll try ringing him.
I can't believe this.
Going straight to voicemail.
I'm such an idiot.
Well, he can't have gone far.
I should have stayed with him this morning.
You had to take Poppy up to your mum's.
I didn't even think. I mean, I worried he might refuse to get in the car, that we might have to persuade him all over again.
He's probably just gone to a mate.
We pushed him too much, too quickly. He wasn't ready.
Okay. We have to focus. We can't panic. We have to keep calm and we have to think.
He called it a death row meal.
What?
When he went to the pub for a burger... That's what he called it.
Will, stop that.
I'm scared, Emma. What have we done?
Listen, I need you to be strong. No one else has a clue what's going on. It's just you and me, Will. So either you pull yourself together and you help me think, or I'll have to ring Ed and tell him everything.
I know you're aware that I'm a busy man and don't expect to spend my time disciplining senior members of the Lovell James team.
Yes, I'm sorry.
And what exactly is it you're sorry for?
I thought you'd had a complaint.
We have.
Right.
And?
Well, I'm not going to deny that I'm in a relationship with our vet nurse, Denise Metcalf. And because, as you know, her son Paul works with us, we're having to adjust to the new situation.
So I gather.
Her marriage is over. We're not having an affair, if that's the impression you've been given. But Denise is still sharing a house with her husband, so there is some tension there, of course. But
I don't need to know the details of her breakup.
Sorry. Yes, of course you don't.
But you should have made HQ aware of the relationship.
I realise that now.
So, back to the complaint.
Which was?
The gist of it, that this new relationship is disrupting your work.
But that's ridiculous. I've been nothing but professional.
Not according to one disgruntled customer who felt you were distracted during their dog's appointment because Denise was in the room.
But she often comes into the treatment room to assist or bring medication.
In their words, Mr. Lloyd's blatant flirting was very off-putting.
Flirting?
They go on. It's obvious the vet's full attention is no longer on the care of our pets.
With respect, Dom, do you think that sounds like me?
No, I don't, actually. And that's why I'm annoyed that we're even having this conversation. But the fact of your relationship came as a surprise to myself and Doug when we received this complaint.
Yes, I'm sorry. I should have spoken to you.
The sooner you and Denise fill out the required paperwork, the better. Make it official, and I suspect the interest in the two of you will soon die down.
So I'm not being disciplined?
No.
I thought I might have to leave the practice.
Goodness, no. We wouldn't want to lose either you or Denise. She's one of the best nurses we've ever had working for us, and you're an experienced vet with excellent interpersonal skills.
Thank you.
Doug was only saying last month that the Ambridge practice is a model of how a rural vet can serve its community.
I have to say I am massively relieved. I'm sure Denise will be too.
You may be aware that Doug and I have been together for years.
Of course, yes.
We're often asked if it's too much living and working together, but there are great perks to it. Every single Friday, however busy it is, we have lunch at the cafe around the corner.
Sounds great.
We order homemade quiche and chat about books, celebrities, the news. The only conversation off limits is Lovell James.
Yeah, of course.
Now, I'll draft a perfectly polite response to the complainant, assuring them that we trust your priority is, and always will be, the welfare of the animals in your care.
Thank you.
It has been a waste of your time and mine. Sometimes the need to follow protocol is extremely irritating. Thank you. You may go.
Hi.
Dad, it's over.
What do you mean, over?
The meeting with Don James. I'm outside in the car park. I survived.
Oh, thank goodness. When you said it was over, I thought they'd given you the sack.
No, the opposite, in fact. I've never heard Don James be so positive about my work or how our practice is run.
What did I tell you? They're lucky to have you.
Oh, wait until I tell Paul. We were convinced Don James was incapable of anything approaching nice. I wonder if we got him completely wrong. But he even complained about having to follow rules. It was almost like speaking to a human being. No, but seriously, Dad, I feel like Denise and I can finally relax. We're together, and for the first time, we don't need to hide how we feel.
Well, I think that calls for a celebration.
Yes, I could pick up a takeaway after work.
I don't think I should be involved in this particular celebration. This one is for you and Denise. Take her out, Alistair.
Well, what would be really lovely sometime is a proper night in with her. A bottle of wine, a good film. Yeah, I mean, I know it sounds boring, but we've talked about how nice it would be to have an evening where we could just do nothing much, stay in and chat.
Then that's what you shall do. I was planning on going bird-watching with Robert tonight anyway.
You were not.
And then after that, we'll take our ornithology books to the bull and stay there until closing time.
Dad, I appreciate you trying to give us space, but there's really no need for you to go out. I mean, even if you leave us on our own in the house, it's still not really what I'm talking about. A romantic evening in your dad's place, well, feels a bit teenage.
I can hide my slippers. Turn the photos around.
Very funny.
You know, maybe what you really need is a place of your own.
Possibly. I think what I'd really like to do tonight is to cook the three of us a meal. Something special. Steak and chips.
Sounds delicious, if you're sure.
Denise could beat you at chess while I cook.
I'd like to see her try.
Ah, that's a plan, then. I'd better head back to the surgery with the good news about Don.
Thanks for collecting, Poppy.
What'd you tell Pat?
That the dentist had to drill deep and he's in a lot of pain. Mum was there, so I had to keep the story going with her, too.
Ed came home just as I was heading over here with Poppy. He offered to drop her down to you, said I looked ill and should go to bed for a bit.
You do look pretty terrible.
Oh, well, thanks, Will. You too.
Any luck with the taxi companies?
Well, Rex definitely didn't pick George up this morning. The other firms weren't keen to give out information, something about data protection.
But I've been ringing him every 5 minutes.
Yeah, me too.
He's obviously turned his phone off. He doesn't want us to get hold of him.
I did manage to talk to a couple of his friends.
Huh?
I kept it light and said I had a message to pass on from work, but I couldn't remember which mates he'd gone out with. And they were very polite. They knew nothing.
Should we be reporting him missing, do you think?
I've been thinking about that. I keep changing my mind. One minute I'm thinking he's 19, he's got money, and it's no mystery why he's run off.
Yeah.
And then my stomach turns upside down. I think he's just a scared boy in a desperate state. We're the ones he turned to with his terrible secret, and now he thinks we're not on his side.
I don't know. It's only been 3 hours. Not that long, even.
Oh, feels like forever.
It really does. I just need to know he's okay.
It's George.
I got one too.
I'm okay. I've got somewhere to stay. I'll ring you tomorrow.
Mine says exactly the same. Is that from him too?
Yeah. It just says, sorry, Mum. At least we know he's safe.
But now all the other stuff comes crashing back in. The whole point of him confessing was to buy him a bit of credit if he ends up in court.
Yeah, well, let's not give up on that yet. He might just need a night or two to process what we're asking of him.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. So, the plan is to keep quiet about him going AWOL and hope we can talk some sense into him when he rings tomorrow.
Yeah. If he rings tomorrow.